Welcome to the Greater South Florida Chamber Radio Show with your host, Board President John Kroll from Kroll Realty.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce radio program on Saturday, September 17th, 2022. Privileged to be here at Fox Radio, also referred to as Hubbard Radio in West Palm Beach, Florida. It is a warm and wet one this week, folks, and we have with us corporate trustee member MassHealth. The translation from MassHealth from English to Spanish and Spanish to English is More Health, and it's Michael Alden, who's one of their vice presidents of operations. Mike, what I'd like to do for the listening audience this morning, let's get into it a little bit and explain to them about MassHealth. I know you're regional, you encompass the Tri-County area. A lot of people may not be aware of what a primary care facility does. A primary care facility is an organization within the medical field that primarily deals with 55 and 65-year-old people and older. They'll pick them up and transport them to their facilities where they can see their primary physician, the primary care physician that they're utilizing. And if they need specialists like dental or vision, physical therapy, optometry, podiatry, whatever it may be, they can see one of those specialists there as well. And they also have daily and weekly functions for the seniors. It's kind of like a medical center and senior community center in one with a family atmosphere. And hats off to you and your team. You do it as well as anyone in the community. And I know that there's a big food drive that went on recently, and there's another one going on here in a few weeks. So I know you did a big one on Friday yesterday. But what I'd like to do is touch on everything that's going on at MassHealth with the listening audience. With us is our co-host of our weekly radio programs, Rob Hergett from Boost Your Business, 305-479-7311. And our board president and host of our weekly radio programs, John Kroll from Kroll Realty. We roll with Kroll, could not make it because of a closing. He can be reached at 954-410-2301. So, Mike, let's get into it a little bit this morning and share with the listening audience what's going on at MassHealth. I know you had an excellent food drive yesterday. What else is happening?
Thank you so much for having me on the show again, Rob. Like you said, yesterday was an amazing day. We had about 85 participants come through to the center. We had a DJ dancing, a big party, gave away some prizes, and most of all, they went home with a few bags of healthy food, some free groceries from us here at MassHealth Centers. Like you had touched on, we are a primary care-based medical facility. And what that means is we are the center that the doctors that would control all of your care and sending you up to different specialists. But in center, we do provide the majority of the specialists that all of our patients need. Like you had said, we have podiatry, optometry. We do the x-rays, ultrasounds, EKGs. The full dental clinic that we have, which is full service, top to bottom, from cleanings all the way up to implants, a full physical therapy center with physical therapists and massage therapists on staff. We also have the wellness center, which is the community center where all of our patients, and if they like, the patients are allowed to bring a friend in as well, where they come in, they socialize, they get a nice breakfast, an amazing lunch. We play games, bingo. Next week, we have a professional painter coming in to do a painting class. We do jewelry making. We also have the salon and spa that is directly in the center as well. And we provide free haircuts and manicures and nail painting for the ladies.
Sounds like summer camp for seniors.
Yes, it does.
We realized opening the company that something different had to be done for the senior community to get them all together, socializing, smiling, and having a good time every day. Because that is truly the basis of keeping yourself healthy is happiness. You know, socializing. We're socializing organisms, and if we don't have another human's contact and being able to conversate with another human being on a daily basis. I'm sure you guys have been through it. Life gets boring and you get depressed, and that is the last thing that we want for the seniors. So we do everything that we possibly can to get them out of the house, coming outside, whether it's participating in our weekly exercise classes that we have three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, the Silver Sneakers classes, getting healthy, Or just, you know, sitting down and talking to their peers. It is huge, a huge, huge part of their health care. But that being said, the main thing we focus on is 100% keeping our patients healthy, happy, and smiling. Our doctors in all of our centers, from Lake Worth and Palm Beach County to our center in Tamarack, in North Lauderdale area, we have a center in Kendall, Alapata, in North Miami as well. We also have a sister clinic in Pembroke Pines that we have just taken over. And our main priority is to keep our patients healthy and happy out of the hospital, you know, well-fed and just smiling and smiling on a daily basis. They truly, truly become our family members, especially with me, because I spend so much time speaking with them. I'm in and out of all of the centers on a daily basis, just doing everything that I can for all of my patients. My phone is always on 24 hours a day. If there's ever any problems, like I said, I will bend over backwards to make sure that my patients are well taken care of.
Not only do you feed them every day, you go and pick them up and bring them home, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have our drivers will pick them up at home, bring them, if they just want to participate in the daily activity, bring them to the center, bring them home afterwards. We also provide transportation to all of the specialist appointments. If there are any appointments outside of the center, we make sure that our patients get to all of their appointments via our transportation. So, yes, we do everything we can.
Folks, you really need to give them a call. Go check out their facilities. Take a tour. See if this is the right thing for you, because this is an organization that's really dedicated to, one, keeping you healthy, but keeping you happy. You know, I get envious. I haven't hit that age yet, because it really does sound like summer camp for adults. You all have some amazing activities going on there. And I know we've only got a little less than a minute left. Why don't you share your information again for those that are listening? And, again, give them a call and take a tour of the facility.
Okay. Everybody listening, if you'd like to just check us out on our website, it is masshealthcenters.com. And the spelling of that is masshealthcenters.com. And you can also reach me either by phone. My telephone number is 954-901-7009. Or you could email me at malden@masshealthcenters.com. And my name is Michael. I'm welcome to answer your call. Answer any questions you have. If you'd like to come by the facility, I will 100% make myself available to you. And one other quick thing, if you'd like to just come by, if you missed the food drive, we usually have extra bags at the center. If you'd like to just call and come by and pick up some food as well, you can reach me at that same number. The number is 954-901-7009.
And also on Thursday the 22nd at 12:30 p.m., Mike will be teeing off for our golf tournament over at Jacaranda Country Club and Plantation. We'll also be using that as a point of distribution. If anybody wants to bring anything out and drop it off, they're more than welcome to. And Mike can take it back to the centers from there. So we're looking forward to seeing you. And, Mike, I did warn you that the Chamber team and the Crow Realty team does kick the ball, so just be aware. So if they finish a little ahead of you, they may have been kicking the ball. All right?
It's okay. I have a hole in my pocket so that I can just drop them down my pant leg wherever I like.
Remember to come hungry, because we have a fully catered meal for you afterward, and we'll see you on Thursday, sir. All right?
All right, my friend. Thank you, guys. God bless. Thank you for having me.
Have a great weekend.
Maas Health Centers offers primary care services and so much more, including dental, daily activities, physical therapy, access centers for people who need additional help, and daily hot meals. Maas Health Centers doctors spend extra time with their patients, building caring relationships. Call for your appointment today, 305-925-0009. That's 305-925-0009. Or visit MaasHealthCenters.com. Maas Health Centers, where your health is valued more.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce radio program on Saturday, September 17th, 2022. My, how the year has flown. have with us corporate trustee member Maria Garcia from Care Access, along with the co-host of our weekly radio programs, corporate trustee member Rob Herget from Boost You Our Business, 305-479-7311. Folks, if you haven't looked into the five core marketing strategies, tried the free 30-day authority pop, or done a consultation, it's a must. Digital is the way of the future. Not with us today. We still roll with Kroll, but our board president, my dear friend and mentor, John Kroll from Kroll Realty, our weekly radio host, and the president of the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce, is at a closing and couldn't make it. Maria, you know, it's dear to my heart, it's dear to Rob's heart. We both lost our fathers to Alzheimer's, and I see what you and your team are doing out there in the community, the constant community outreach, the effort that comes from you and your organization, specifically you and Kathy and some of your teammates who I've worked with for the last couple of years. Kudos and hats off to what you're doing, because so many people, you know, this is what they refer to as God's waiting room, fourth largest state in the nation, second largest boomer population, 55 and over in the country behind California, and it's prevalent for people who are predispositioned to the gene that causes Alzheimer's, and that's what you're doing. You're getting out there and meeting the people in person, identifying if they can be tested, and if they are tested, whether or not they have that gene, and in helping them deal with it from that point forward.
Thank you, Rob. Again, my name is Maria, and I work with Care Access. We are a decentralized research company, and we bring studies into the communities that will actually benefit from them. And here in South Florida, we have brought a preventative Alzheimer's study, and we have opened two sites, one in Tamarack and one in Delray, where we're running these studies from. And we're looking for people that are 55 to 80 that have no cognitive issues or haven't been diagnosed with Alzheimer's at all. What we do is we offer the opportunity to get this blood test that Eli Lilly is sponsoring. The blood test checks for a protein in your blood, which is called the p-tau protein. And that protein is the same protein that forms the plaques in your brain that cause Alzheimer's. If you test positive for the protein, you're able to move on to the study if you choose to. The study is a little bit long, some 3.5 years, but the main component of the study is the study medication, which is an infusion medication you receive once a month for 9 months, and the rest of it is all really virtual or telephonic communication. This medication has been proven to break up those plaques in your brain. So after you receive the 9 treatments, it continues to work because it is a monoclonal antibody technology, just like we used for COVID treatment. So, you know, we're trying to be as proactive in educating the community about this study. This is a great opportunity if you have family members that have had Alzheimer's, you know what it's like. Yeah, those are the perfect candidates only because they know the experience, but they also, people, there is a genetic component to it. So it hasn't been positively identified as being genetic, but they know that there is a genetic component. There's a higher risk for people that have a sibling or a family member or a parent that has had Alzheimer's. To develop Alzheimer's in the future. So they're at a higher risk level. And, you know, we want to try and eradicate that. This would be the first medication on the market to prevent Alzheimer's. All the medications on the market right now are for treating symptoms of Alzheimer's. So that's after you've already been diagnosed. We're talking preventative here, and we're looking to test people 5, 10, 15 years ahead of time and find that protein way before anybody shows any symptoms, and therefore delaying the onset or just not, you know, just the onset of Alzheimer's altogether. So we're excited, and, you know, hopefully there's more people out there that are just as passionate as we are about this. I'll give the address to the site. So anyone that is interested in participating can call, and they know where these sites are. Our first site is in Tamarack, and that's at 7880 North University Drive, and that's Suite 300, Tamarack, Florida, 33321. And the phone number for that office is 754-755-3080. And then we have the Delray site, which is right next door to the Delray Medical Center. And the address there is 5150 Linton Boulevard. And the suite is 210 in Delray Beach, 33484. And the phone number for that site is 561-536-7340. And, of course, if we're interested in getting some more information and looking up any information on our site, they can go to careaccess.com and read up on what we do and what we're offering for the community.
Hey, Maria, this is Rob Herget with Boost Your Business. For those that are listening, I volunteered for this study. I was negative for the buildup, so I wasn't able to go through the entire study. But just wanted to let you know, it's very simple, very professional offices, and the people that are working there. That first visit is just about drawing some blood. Again, extremely simple process, but I just want everybody that's listening, you know, think about it. I don't think there's a single person out there that hasn't been impacted one way or another with somebody with Alzheimer's, whether it's a family member or whether it's a friend of the family. It is a nasty disease. I lost my father because of Alzheimer's, and this is the first study that's coming up with something to prevent Alzheimer's. So really take a really good thought into helping this cause, participating in the program. They'll even pay you a little stipend for your time on there. But the most important thing is we can all make a difference in impacting what goes on with Alzheimer's going forward. So I encourage everybody that's listening to really take a good thought into this, and hopefully many of you will participate, because we need to get rid of this disease.
I always want to thank you because you're one of our best advocates, and I'm glad that the experience for you was a great one, and we're hoping that other people will get motivated enough to come in.
You know, Maria, we got about a minute left, and, you know, it touches my heart because you've heard me talk. My father was my best friend. He was my hero. He was a great guy, and when he was 94 and a half, 95 years old, I can remember being in a gym lifting weights, and someone goes, "Wow, your grandpa's in great shape." I said, "That's my father. He was still walking walking 2 miles a day, grew up on a farm in Nebraska, World War II veteran, great guy." And then all of a sudden, you know, he loved to read. He had a master's degree, always wanted to be a journalist, did his own little writing and stuff. At the end, couldn't even read the paper, just stared at the TV, chewing on his hearing aids, had no clue where he was. It was just so sad. You know, but he never became mean, but it was just sad to see someone that intelligent and that outgoing when they become that docile. So it's tough. You know, kudos and hats off to you and your team to continue to hit the ground running to do community outreach, because, you know, as a Robin, I can attest to, there's no fun watching a loved one perish and they lose their faculties and they become incognizant. It's just not cool at all. It's not good.
We appreciate you always thinking of us and having us on so we can talk more about it to the public.
We're just happy to be continuing to work with you through this year and going into next year with this study and the new one. Go ahead real quickly. Give your phone number real quick before we sign off.
The Tamarack site, if you're interested in coming into Tamarack, it's 754-755-3080. And the Delray site is 561-536-7340. And again, we can look any of this up on careaccess.com.
Alzheimer's starts affecting the brain many years before people experience symptoms. An investigational blood test could show who is at risk of developing Alzheimer's disease later in life. The blood test is being offered as part of a clinical research study testing new ways to detect and prevent Alzheimer's disease. Take charge of your health and wellness by participating in an Alzheimer's prevention study with Care Access. Learn more at testforalz.com. Or call 813-733-8747.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce radio program on Saturday, September 17th, 2022. We're privileged to be here at Fox Radio, also referred to as Hubbard Radio, home of Fox Sports Radio 640 WMEN. Co-hosting this week, again, is corporate trustee member Rob Herget from Boost You Our Business. Folks, if you haven't looked into the five core marketing strategies of the 30-Day Authority Pop, it's a must. Our weekly radio host And board president John Crowell from Crowell Realty couldn't be with us this morning. He's working on a closing. Also have with us a corporate trustee member, Nick Nagowski from Fidelity Mortgage Brokers. Nick is not just a member. He's also a friend of our organization's, part of the family. Very nice young man who hails from Buffalo, New York. He and I, even though I'm a Charger fan and he is a Buffalo Bills fan, we have an immense respect for each other and our organizations. And folks, when you're purchasing something, you want to make sure that the real estate broker you're dealing with is completely transparent and they have integrity. Obviously, anybody who's setting up the loan for that, the broker, the mortgage broker and banker, you need the same capacity. Look no further. If you were to look up integrity in the dictionary, Nick's picture would be there. Great young man. He's also a new father. Congratulations to you and your lovely new bride on the child-to-be, Nick. And I'm really excited about working with you for years to come. What I'd like for you to do, get into it this morning with the listening audience. I know there's a lot of changes going on out there. Anything you can do for whether it be veterans or first-time home buyers or people who are looking to invest in a investment property. I know the rates have changed a little bit. Is the glass half full? Is it half empty? What do you see? What's going on, my friend?
Well, Rob, thank you for that warm introduction. We appreciate the opportunity to be on your show. You do an absolute fabulous job in running the Greater South Florida Chamber. And for those that are not a member yet, reach out to Rob to learn more. The Greater South Florida Chamber makes hundreds, if not thousands, of networking connections possible daily. Rob's located here locally. I highly recommend reaching out. But to Fidelity Mortgage Brokers, we are a locally owned and operated mortgage brokerage specializing in lending both residential and commercial loan origination right here in South Florida, from your ground-up construction to your $10 million condo in downtown Miami. We work with over 50 lenders. If you're looking for financing, give us a call. Our team at Fidelity Mortgage Brokers will take great care of you.
What parts of South Florida do you all work in?
So our two flags, our two primary locations are in Tampa, Florida, and in Fort Lauderdale. We're really excited about some of our new hires here within the Fort Lauderdale office. Robert Rose and Nicholas Agnetti are two of our newer loan officers, experienced in the industry, but you know, those are two that will absolutely kill it. Great guys, true gentlemen. I'm also thrilled to have Madeline Attaway on board. She's an executive assistant with the perfect background to help manage the South Florida team here in Fort Lauderdale. Confident in the mortgage space, beautiful personality. Can't wait to see her out at some of the Greater South Florida networking events.
Let me ask you, you know, things change over the years with mortgages and so forth. Is there anything new and innovative in the mortgage world as far as the type of loans that are available and maybe anything that's maybe hot at this point?
Great question. I'm sure a trending topic and also an opportunity for myself to educate our community. But, you know, there's no hiding it. Fidelity Mortgage Brokers is committed to product innovation, working with our local appraisers, offering top-tier rates, closing quickly are all honorable mentions on how we serve the Florida market, provide the experience our realtors recommend and clients come back to. There's a saying that we go by in the lending world and I'm sure other industries, but you know, a calm sea never makes for a good captain. At Fidelity Mortgage Brokers, we have collectively over 25 years of experience in residential and commercial lending, you know, specifically here to even South Florida. It's safe to say our team has seen it all. We can guide you through that financing journey without skipping a beat. Down payment assistance. We work with, you know, several different down payment assistance programs here in Florida. We work with some nationally, but each client has a particular profile that it takes a, you know, quick 10-minute application to on their end for us to take about 30 minutes to an hour to quickly assess on where they best fit.
That's fantastic. I know you all have a great reputation here in South Florida. What's some of that secret sauce that you all have? There's a million mortgage brokers out there, but you all have differentiated yourselves amongst the group. What's part of that secret sauce?
Personality.
Well, Rob, you've been in the building when we do business. You know, we're strong like oak, soft like leather. In some ways, we're old fashioned. We wake up early. We wear a suit and tie. We even like to still meet in person. But you know, we do enjoy the modern way in applying for a loan.
At Fidelity Mortgage Brokers, we have an application that can be done from the smartphone, your laptop, within, you know, 10 to 15 minutes from your house. And that's all you need to apply. We have better service, better software, and even better rates.
You know, the great thing about Nick and his team is not only are they very hands-on and extremely professional, low pressure. You know, they're what they're doing is they're looking to build relationships, because a majority of their business, very much like the business done through Crow Realty and they collaborate together, is done on a referral basis. You know, and that's something we pride ourselves as well as at the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce. The majority of the stuff we get is referrals. We do happen to share the same office space, but if you treat people properly and they tell people about the experience, people are going to want to do business with you. And if you treat the wrong person the wrong way, they're going to tell everyone not to do business with you. So that's the unique thing about it. And I was had the pleasure of watching Nick and his team, and they were very, very hands-on, took just a completely transparent approach. You know, not much bothered them. You know, and you can deal with people. Everybody knows when you deal with people on a day-to-day basis, you're going to come across some unorthodox clients. You have to look past that to just realize what's at stake, and everyone's best interest is just making sure that you get a chance to complete the deal and the task at hand so it's viable and amicable for everyone. And that's one of the things that I can let the listening audience know. I can vouch for Nick and his team. They do that above and beyond. They go above and beyond.
Well, I appreciate that, Rob. And, you know, being genuine, doing the right thing, you know, that's step one. You know, whatever religion you follow, following your faith, you know, that'd be too, and following your, you know, being loyal to your family, all the rest comes naturally.
You know, Nick, we got about a minute left. Why don't you give everyone your pertinent contact information, how they can get a hold of you, and anything else that you may be rolling out that you want to share with the listening audience this morning? Go ahead, sir.
Rob, I appreciate that. My name is Nick Nagowski. I'm a regional sales manager here in South Florida for Fidelity Mortgage Brokers. I am a local contact here in South Florida. I live in the Palm Beach County. Our office is in Fort Lauderdale, so we're serving both Palm Beach, Broward, Miami-Dade. It's like a candle out here. You know, it's hot. My cell phone number is 716-319-8592. My email address is nick@fidelitymb.com. Give us a call if you're evaluating your real estate portfolio, looking over some loan options. We'd love to be a part of that conversation.
Nick, thank you so much. Until we have you on next time, appreciate it. Look forward to work with you for years to come. And Nick will be out at the golf tournament with us on the 22nd at Jacaranda Country Club and Plantation. Get a chance to meet him in person. Thank you, Nick.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Rob.
Business owners, the Greater South Florida Chamber is now accepting memberships. As an online member, your business can create pages, posts, and comments that add an extra dimension to your online presence. Direct mail newspaper and business directories are also available, with over 1,000 current members and 100,000 within the social network. The Greater South Florida Chamber can help generate business that fits your budget. Call today, 954-580-8802, or visit greatersouthfloridachamber.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce radio program on Saturday, September 17th. Have with us the co-host of our weekly radio programs, Rob Hergett from Boost UR Business, 305-479-7311. We have with us a new member, Navardo Diaz from Home Care Watch Givers, and they're out of Weston, Florida. They serve all of Broward County, and they are excellent at what they do. Folks, there's a number of companies out there, because I don't like to use this terminology. My folks were down here until a year or two ago. They call it God's waiting room. We're now the fourth largest state in the nation, and we have the second largest boomer population behind my home state of California. But as Navardo can attest to, there's a number of companies you can go with, just like there's a number of places you can go to worship down here, and there's a number of places where you can get insurance. They're on every corner. But the thing is, when you're dealing with Navardo and his team, you're dealing with people who are hands-on, consummate professionals, have an excellent relationship with all of their people, and more importantly, their reputation is outstanding. We were really blessed to have an organization like that come on board as a new member, and we aim to get Navardo and Irma on board as corporate trustee members as we close out the year going into our calendar of 2023, where we have so many cool dates set up. So what I'd like to do, Navardo, let's get into it this morning with the listening audience. Give everyone a little background information on your company, how you started, how they can get a hold of you and what you do offer, and if there's any parameters and what people might not know that you're doing that you'd like them to know. Go ahead, please, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for this opportunity. It is a delight, pleasure to be on the radio with you this morning. Absolutely. We jumped into this market of home care service. We started about 3 years ago from nothing. It is a franchise business where the franchise headquarters or parent company, they pretty much walk you through the process. I'm not from a healthcare background. I've always been in the logistics and transportation business. My wife, Irma, who is the one actually that runs the show, I'm just a face in the community as an outreach person. But Irma is the one that pretty much runs the organization. And she came from the health and fitness industry where she was a director at one of the big companies, big names. So when we saw this opportunity where somebody approached us, we were looking for a business to invest some money in and try to make an impact. We've always been very concerned as being a good impact to the community. And we saw this, and we saw the demographics, and we saw the need for home care, especially to the senior community, because, you know, we live out west in the Pembroke Pines, Weston, Hollywood area, and we got probably one of the largest senior communities with Century Village and all that right in my background, and that's pretty much part of our hub. So we saw the need for the business and for the service, and we jumped on it with both hands. We've grown it from a zero census where we are actively taking care of about 60 right now. And the beauty of that is that really turns into 60 people that you are caring for. That turns into about 100 to 120 employees that we have on an ongoing basis. One of the greatest things is that we do not subcontract our labor force. We actually employ them. So they're contributing members to the community. And we offer them an incredible amount of training through our online university that the franchise produces. So we hire level 2 background check every individual that we bring on board to work with all the seniors. We give them an ample amount of training. They already come from a school that offers them home health aid and certified nurse assistant degrees or titles or certificates. And those are the folks that we place into people's homes, because it is so critical that the person that you bring into your home, you know, you got to realize that most of the folks that we care for, the most important thing is that they want to maintain a standard of living that they're accustomed to, right? So a lot of them live alone in an apartment. You know, you could imagine what we went through the pandemic, where there was so little touch of people and so little face-to-face opportunities, with people being just completely isolated with nobody to talk to other than maybe FaceTime or Zoom or whatever. And they really lost the human touch, unable to go to their senior centers and partake with their friends and all that. And to have a person to come into their home every day or a few times a week or a couple hours a day to just spend some time and talk about their issues it's amazing. You see the recovery factor of somebody who's been in isolation for so long, than to have a person come into the house just to even look at their face or cook a meal or clean their house or help them around. We concentrate on, you know, people that are may have lost a step or so in their life by either an illness or an injury or whatever the case might be. I mean, there's a variety of issues. Well, we see most of our clientele. You get a phone call every day of somebody with dementia or beginning of Alzheimer's or just a bum knee or some issue going on that it's not allowing them to deal with daily living activities. And, you know, you and I probably take it for granted every day that we jump out of bed, we can put our shoes on, put our clothes on, brush our teeth, comb our hair, take a shower, cook a meal. There's a lot of folks out there that cannot possibly do that because they just can't. So they need the help of somebody to come in and get them ready during the day to do their activities.
Well, I know you all are doing an amazing job. We've got about 30 seconds left. If you can just share with the listening audience what areas of South Florida you focus on and your best information that they can get a hold of you.
Absolutely. So we cover the entire county of Broward because that's where my license allows. The majority of the concentration of the business that we have is in the southwest area, Hollywood, Weston, Pembroke Pines, Plantation, Davie, Dania, and Miramar. You can always reach me via phone, which is 945-645-2945, or in our website, hwcg.com. And we also have browerseniorcare.com. That's another option to reach us. The name of the company is Home Watch Caregivers of Southwest Broward. And you can talk to me or Irma. We're the owners of the company. We answer the phone 24/7 regardless.
You know, Navarro, we're really happy about working with you and Irma. We're going to be conducting a series of these interviews over the course of the fourth quarter and going into 2023. I want to thank you again for coming on this morning. Really looking forward to working with you, and you and your family have a wonderful weekend. Look forward to seeing you out at the golf tournament at Jacaranda this coming Thursday at 12:30. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Do you know that Kroll Realty has been serving homeowners since 1951? Hello, my name is John Kroll, second generation realtor, owner and operator of Kroll Realty. The market is on fire and we need inventory. So if you're thinking about selling your home, you need to give us a call. And you can reach me on my direct line at 954-410-2301. Or you can go to our website, www.krollrealty.com. So we're looking forward to hearing from you. Think of Kroll next time you're selling your home.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show. We're here at Fox Radio, Hubbard Radio in West Palm Beach, Florida on Saturday, September 17th, 2022. We have with us a new member. The gentleman's name is Isaac Hicks. He's with a company called Autonomy. And they were out at our office on the 9th of September for our monthly networking event and got an opportunity to see his presentation. And we're really excited about having Isaac on as a new member, and also about having him on to do a series of interviews on our radio programs, because we feel that his business model is conducive with everything that's going on with our membership base. Also with us, Rob Herget, co-host of the weekly radio programs from Boost You Our Business, and Sharina Edmondson, who's a personality on 97.9 WRMF. Isaac, let's get into a little bit this morning with the listening audience, and why don't you give everyone a brief overview of your company, how you started, why you started, what you're doing, and what you think you could do to help not just our members, but the listening audience here in the South Florida business community. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, certainly. So hello, everybody. My name's Isaac Hicks. I am the CEO of Autonomy. And just what we do in a nutshell is we focus on making robots, software robots. And so what we're looking to do is completely automate away any tedious, repetitive, cumbersome process that you have. So think about all of the paperwork that you have to do. Think about all of the times that you have to sit there and go through all of your accounts. You have to mess with your financial information. You have to do employee onboarding. You have to do insurance paperwork, anything of that nature. So we make intelligent robotic systems that can just make all of this as simple as clicking a button. So a good example of this would be, say you're onboarding somebody into your company, you have all of the different forms you need to fill out for their taxes, you need to get them into all of your different systems. So we could transform this process to where your person just fills out a simple form, they hit submit, and then as soon as they hit submit, all of that stuff happens automatically. Nobody has to deal with it. The HR personnel don't have to deal with it. Everything gets automatically provisioned. Their payroll is set up. Their logins, if they have logins for different accounts, all of that set up, all of that happens all at once automatically in that moment. So I got into doing this because we were I'm running a marketing agency for a couple of years, and as we started to scale that marketing agency, we ran into the problem where we needed to hire people on, but we didn't really have, you know, the team or the time required to train those people up to be able to onboard into the company efficiently. So for all of our administration, so all of our different processes, procedures that we were doing, I had set up all of these little robots for myself. And we would go and we would talk to our clients, and they would ask about, you know, how things were going, how we were managing everything. And when I would tell them about these robotic systems we set up, they were so interested in that the conversation became more about those systems than it became about the marketing that I was there to talk to them about in the first place. And so whenever COVID hit and, you know, everybody kind of put a stop on marketing for a second because we didn't know what was going to happen with the economy, it seemed like a pretty good time to pivot. So I went ahead and pivoted over to that, and we've been rocking and rolling ever since. And, you know, from the clients that we do have, everybody that we do serve, they are very, very happy with the solutions that we've been able to implement for them. And just overall, I feel like we're doing a really good thing by helping get people, you know, just get rid of the stuff that nobody wants to do, if we're being honest.
Hey, Isaac, this is Rob Hergett with Boost Your Business. And as a guy who has a marketing agency, automation is huge. If businesses out there are not automating a huge chunk of the everyday things that they can automate, the things that don't need to be done by human hand, it's a great way to increase your profitability. And that's exactly what you're doing. You're basically getting rid of the errors. You're getting rid of the time spent for salaried employees and let them focus on things that help to grow that business, and let your automations and robots do all of the tedious things. And the ROI has to be huge on these. I mean, you and I talked the other day, and just speaking of doctor's offices and the amount of paperwork that they're doing, where people are filling things out and then they're having to manually input them into systems, you can solve all those problems.
Yes, we can. And so it's funny you mentioned doctor's offices in particular, because, you know, it's a very alarming statistic is that, you know, doctors spend up to 42% of their time filling out paperwork. And I mean, they're literally doctors. They're literally the people that you're going there to see to, you know, maybe you're sick, maybe you're getting a checkup, but, you know, they went to med school for all of these years. They trained themselves up into experts in human health, and they are, you know, still subjected to the same tedious, repetitive paperwork burden that you might find in any other business. And the ROI on it is definitely huge, because not only are you saving that time there, but you're able to reallocate that time to things that are more important. So a good thing that I like to talk about with this is the value of the work that you're doing, right? Because what it comes down to as a business owner, as an employee, as anybody who's trying to run an organization, what you're really looking to accomplish is you're looking to accomplish, how can I get the best return on my time? How can I spend my time in the most efficient way to reach my goals, do what I'm trying to do with my business, expand my business if I'm looking to expand and grow? How can I spend my time in the most valuable way? And what I'm talking about getting rid of with my automation services are low-value tasks, the things that do not give you a good return on time, the things that are not moving your business, are simply required, right? And it's understandable that these things are required. You know, there needs to be documentation around different processes. There's regulations and everything, and that's good. But technology has advanced to a point where we don't really need people to be doing this anymore, and people should be spending their time doing things with other people, because at the end of the day, business is about relationships. And part of what we do is really help people get back to that focus so that they can, you know, leave the manual, tedious, repetitive tasks for the robots, and they can focus on the human interactions, the human component of business, and quite frankly, why people even get into business in the first place.
Isaac, we got about 30 seconds left. I thank you so much for giving us that excellent overview. We look forward to doing a series of interviews. Why don't you give everyone your pertinent contact information and any promotions you may be offering real quickly, please, before we sign off this morning?
Yeah, certainly. So my name is Isaac Hicks. You can reach me at 786-520-5921. My email address is Isaac, I-S-S-A-C, at get, G-E-T, autonomy, A-U-T-O-N-O-M-I, .com. And what we do is, even if this doesn't apply to you directly, we have a 10% referral bonus off the top of any contract that you refer us to. So if you know anybody that this could be interesting to, you could make 10% of, you know, a contract that could be anywhere between $5,000 and up to, you know, $200,000, $300,000 just by making the connection. So definitely appreciate anything you could throw my way. And I'm just trying to help people have a little bit more fun with their business again.
Have a wonderful weekend and stay safe, my friend.
All right. Thanks very much for your time, guys.
Do you know that Kroll Realty has been serving homeowners since 1951? Hello, my name is John Kroll, second generation realtor, owner and operator of Kroll Realty. The market is on fire and we need inventory. So if you're thinking about selling your home, you need to give us a call. And you can reach me in my direct line at 954-410-2301. Or you can go to our website, www.krollrealty.com. So we're looking forward to hearing from you. Think of Kroll next time you're selling your home.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show. Saturday, September 17th, 2022. We always save the best for the last. Final interview this morning is Rob Herget, corporate trustee member from Boost Your Business. Folks, Rob's going to talk a little bit about some of the different programs that he can offer, not just to the chamber members, but to the South Florida business community. Go ahead, Rob. Let's get into it this morning with the listening audience.
Well, I appreciate it, Rob. Again, this is Rob Herget, the founder and president of Boost Your Business. That's boosturbusiness.com. Our number is 305-479-7311. I have been in marketing for 40 years, and I developed Boost Your Business. And the reason I did was because I've worked with so many businesses that just haven't gotten the kind of results that they were looking for in growing their businesses, whether it was the time invested, the money invested, just the lack of experience, or, you know, the bottom line is just the results weren't there. So, you know, we came into the business to really help local businesses take their business to the next level. And one of the ways we did that was developing what I call the five core marketing strategy. If you've ever done a puzzle, you know, it's the picture on the box. It's really what marketing can look like. And the first core is reputation. Your online reputation is one of your biggest assets. And if you're not growing and building that reputation, you are missing customers out to your competition. 86% of the consumers out there consider a review over 60 days old irrelevant. So you need to be building your reputation and your reviews on a consistent basis, and they need to be quality. And the second part of it is managing that reputation. Very few businesses actually manage or respond to their reviews. And in some cases, it's a little scary, but I've seen businesses fighting with their customers on Google. They didn't like the one-star review, so they decided to make it personal. And I will tell you this, as a business owner, just keep in mind, you are not responding to the person who wrote the review. You are responding to the 100, 1,000, 10,000 other people who will be reading that review and your response. You can turn a one-star review into a five-star experience just by the way you manage it. And we've created a science on how to do that. And the last piece of the puzzle in reputation is marketing. You don't really make money building your reputation. You definitely don't make money managing it, but you do make money marketing your reputation. And a five-star reputation, getting it out there and getting it out to the consumers, is one of the most successful ways to build your business. And we've developed some technology and proprietary strategies to help market that reputation. The second core is social media. If you're not out there curating and syndicating content on a regular basis, again, you are missing out to your competition. Content is king, and it needs to be engaging. Don't just what I call puking all over your followers. Hey, look how great we are. Look what we did. Look how wonderful our company is. It needs to be engaging. And again, we've created a science, what we call our recipe, and how to post content, the type of content that should be out there. But also branding. Your branding should be all over your content. And the third piece is we've actually developed a technology called Social Offers, where we can put a pop-up offer on every single post that goes out there. So if you're sharing an article on Forbes and they click on that post, go to Forbes magazine, a little pop-up at the bottom of that article is actually going to be from your business to that person reading it, whether it's buying something, setting up an appointment, whatever it may be, hugely, hugely powerful. So social media is also important. And those are the groundwork to the third component. The third component is paid traffic. It's very difficult to take your business to a whole new level organically. You need to get your word out there. And we do a lot of what's called banner ads. We work with Facebook and we work with Google, but we really like some of the technology we put together on what's called banner ads. 96% of the people who come to your website, you won't even know we're there. They won't leave their information. They won't do business with you. They won't call you. They'll look on your website for a minute, and then they're gone. We want to retarget those people and bring them back. And Amazon does a wonderful job of that. If you've ever shopped on Amazon, you see an ad for things that you've been looking at for 3 or 4 weeks, and that's what we do. We put your message, your ad, in front of everybody that's been to your website and get them back to the website and keep you top of mind. We brought technology that doesn't exist in the small business world called time-lapse, where we can actually put your message or ad in front of every single person that's been in a particular address anywhere in the world. You're a steak place in South Florida and you want to go after your competition, we can put every steak place in South Florida in our technology and we can put your ad in front of every single person that's been in those steak restaurants. Realtors, sports apparel, whatever it may be, hugely powerful. It doesn't exist in small business. We've brought that and it's incredibly affordable. Keep in mind that paid traffic should never be an expense. It should be the best investment you've ever put into your business. And then the fourth area is funnels and automation. If you're not automating a huge portion of your business, first off, you are losing a huge opportunity to become more profitable. You're missing out on a better user experience for your customer. But it just takes all those tedious things, takes them away from salaried employees. Let your employees do what's beneficial to growing your business and automate the rest, and we can help you do that. We do automated webinars where we can get your webinar out in front of millions of people, and it looks like a live webinar with a bunch of people asking questions, but it's all automated. It's a hugely powerful way to get your message across. Blogging service, all sorts of things to automate, and then building funnels and taking people through a process. And then the last area is what I call media. Obviously, we're on the radio. We're talking about business. But if you are a business and don't have a mobile app, you are missing probably one of the biggest opportunities out there. It is the least expensive, most efficient way to engage with your customers. Our standard app that would fit most businesses out there is less than $2,000, which is really unheard of in that marketplace. And it's a great way to engage with your customers. The average open rate for a push notification, and they are free of charge, is 85 to 95%. So we bring brick and mortar, online services, anything that your business is, we put it under one environment with a mobile app that sits on your prospective customers and customers' mobile phone 24/7. And the last piece is we are developing our own television network where we are now bringing streaming TV to local business. Not just ads. We're talking about you having your own channel that you can get your message, your products, your services, your entire story out to the world, whether it's local, national, or international, on Roku, Apple TV, and Amazon Fire at an amazingly affordable price. The newest way to market your business and your story and message. So again, it's Rob Herget, Boost Your Business. That's boosturbusiness.com. It's 305-479-7311, and we would love to help you in any way we can.
Thank you so much, Rob. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody out there in the listening audience. Stay safe. Thank you.
Thank you.
Boost Your Business is a unique full-service digital marketing agency dedicated to helping businesses increase their customers by using unique and innovative technologies along with powerful strategies. Call Boost Your Business today to find out how to get your ad in front of 30,000 people online for $700 and increase your website's conversions up to 248%. The first 30 days are free of charge. Call today 305-479-7311 or visit boostyourbusiness.com. That's boostyourbusiness.com. You've been listening to the Greater South Florida Chamber Radio Show with your host, Board President John Kroll from Kroll Realty.